Hi, it's Dr. Laura Sutton. If you're listening to this, you're about to walk into the conversation. Maybe in the parking lot, maybe the stairwell, maybe an office with the door closed. Wherever you are, set the rest of your day down for the next 5 minutes. This is the only thing on your plate right now. Before you walk in, your nervous system needs to be in a different state than it's in right now. So we're going to do three things, the same three things I teach in the masterclass. Breathe, name, anchor. 5 minutes, let's go. First, the breath, a 2-to-4 ratio. Inhale for 2 counts and exhale for 4. Exhaling longer than you inhale is what signals safety to your brain. It's not metaphor, it's the vagus nerve. It's the same physiological reset you use before walking into a family meeting to deliver bad news. Your body knows how to do this. We're just going to remind it. 3 cycles. I'll count with you. Through your nose if you can, through your mouth if you can't. Inhale. 1, 2, and exhale. 2, 3, 4. Inhale. 1, 2, and exhale. 2, 3, 4. One more. Inhale. 1, 2, and exhale. 2, 3, 4. Notice your shoulders. They've probably dropped about a half an inch. That's the parasympathetic nervous system coming back online, and that's what we wanted. Now, name your state, out loud or silently, whichever feels easier right now. I'm in fight. I'm in freeze. I'm in flight. I'm in fawn. Pick the one that's closest to true for you right now. There's no wrong answer. The point is just to name it. Naming the state is what drops the amygdala's grip. It's the difference between being run by the state and being aware of the state. You can be both anxious and clinically present. You cannot be both anxious and unaware. So name it. I'm in. That's the sentence. Say it, then let it go. Last is the anchor. Pick something physical, your watch, a pen, piece of jewelry, the metal clasp on your badge. Press it. Squeeze your thumb against your index finger. Whatever it is, hold it for 5 seconds and notice what that regulated feeling feels like in your body. That's the anchor. The reason we do this last is so that when you walk in and your heart rate starts climbing again, and it will, you have a physical object you can press to come back to this state. 5 seconds of pressure brings you back. Your body remembers. Find your anchor. Press it now. Hold. And release. Okay, 2 more sentences before you walk in. You are not broken. You were just never taught. You're about to use a skill that medical training deliberately skipped. You have the framework now. Go have the conversation. I'll see you on the other side.